This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the question, can zeal and sincerity apart from the knowledge and obedience to the truth save one soul? We have shown that sincerity does not change error into truth in any other realm. And we bring over into the realm of religion that same truth. In the face of the fact that thousands, even millions of people believe that in religion, sincerity and zeal will change truth into error. Or they believe that God will accept you simply upon the basis that you are sincere, simply upon the basis that you are zealous. But note carefully in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking in the Sermon on the Mount. And he makes clear that just calling Lord, Lord, as many people are always saying the name of Jesus, and thinking that because they say, "Oh, Jesus, 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 how I love you," that this will cause them to be saved. But notice the words of Jesus himself, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And Jesus goes on to say, "Many will say to me in that day," no doubt in the judgment day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works?" And then Jesus says, "Will I profess unto them, I never knew ye. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now notice Jesus is saying here that there were some people, I will be in the judgment, people who said they were following him, who thought they were doing many mighty works in his name, who thought they were casting out demons in his name, and yet Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you. You never were my children, ye that work iniquity." In other words, you're sinners, you're lost, you're undone, you're lost in hell forever. Now as we look at a specific case, as recorded in Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 26, we find the account of a man of Ethiopia who had been to Jerusalem to worship. He'd been there to worship God, worshiping the true living God. Now he was returning to his native land of Ethiopia and reading from the prophet Isaiah. Evidently, he was one committed to the Jewish religion. Now, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the evangelist Philip comes near to the chariot. And the man, seeing him and realizing that he did not understand what he had been reading, when Philip asked him, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" replied, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" Now I want you to note, first of all, some good and great lessons that we can learn from this instance that we've studied so far. We learn of God's concern for man. And in learning of God's concern for man, we learn of God's concern for each one of us. God is concerned for you. He loved you enough to give His Son to die for you. Now, this is seen in the fact that God has blessed us physically in so many ways. The wonderful, beautiful world in which we live, and all the good things that we have to enjoy. Now, note in this particular case, God has joined the preacher and the lost man together by the instrument of the Holy Spirit, and the angel has guided him to him. We see further the value of a soul. This is seen from other passages. Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Just one soul is worth more than the whole world. John 3:16 makes clear that Jesus died for the world. He died for each one of us. He shed his blood for us. He went through all the humiliation of the cross and the suffering of the cross. And Philip left a populous area to teach this one man. One soul is great in the sight of God. And therefore you, each one of you is listening, is great and wonderful and marvelously valuable in the sight of God. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.